With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Rough week in New York. A man Sunday killing four family members, including two children in their home, then stabbed two police officers. One of the officers then shot and killed the man. New York PD Jeffrey Madry.
As they get to the driveway, they see a male walking out. He's carrying luggage. Our officers ask the male a question or two. An encounter that lasted about 10 seconds where the male draws a knife on officers. He stabs one officer in the neck, chest area. He strikes the second officer in the head.
Two officers will recover from their wounds. That fatal attack comes 1 week after another knife rampage, this one in the Bronx, killed three people. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian officials launching a probe into claims Russian forces murdered surrendering Ukrainian soldiers.
If confirmed, the shooting would be a war crime. It has not been immediately possible to verify the video, which shows two servicemen walking out of a dugout at gunpoint and lying down on the ground before a group of Russian troops appear to open fire. Ukrainian authorities have launched a criminal investigation. Kyiv, its Western allies and international NGOs have repeatedly accused Moscow of breaching international humanitarian law since its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. The Kremlin denies these allegations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former American diplomat who at one time had served as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has now been arrested in a long-running FBI counterintelligence investigation. Manuel Roca allegedly served as an agent for the Cuban government. This is SRN News. College sports could get some Christian schools in big trouble.
At issue is the concept of name, image, and likeness, a way the NCAA has begun to let universities pay their student-athletes with money from booster organizations. A growing number of private Christian schools have started doing just that, but experts warn that playing the NIL game might kill a religious college's tax-exempt status. The IRS might one day decide that if you can pay your football players, you should also be paying taxes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Unique offer to Christians in Indonesia. The Ministry of Religion says believers will be allowed to use government buildings as temporary houses of worship while they wait for their building permits. International Christian Concern says the government now admits religious minorities are having a very difficult time worshiping safely without churches. This is SRN News. U.S. military says it will permanently end live fire training on Oahu. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
It's a major win for Native Hawaiian groups and environmentalists after decades of activism. Secretary of Defense Austin and Secretary of the Army Warmoth confirmed the military's new stance in a statement filed in federal court in Hawaii on Friday. Under the terms of a 2001 settlement, the military hasn't conducted such training there since 2004, but environmental groups say Friday's court filing makes that permanent. Makua Valley was the site of live fire military training for decades. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Whether your team made it or not, college football playoffs are set. Michigan will face Alabama in the Rose Bowl. Washington will play Texas in the Sugar Bowl, both games January 1st. Winners play for the national championship January 8th in Houston. More details at srnnews.com.